Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. All right. Tuesday, July the 1st. Yeah, it's hot out there. What do you expect? Hey, one of the things we're talking about this afternoon came up in a text toward the end of last hour. And it's a great question. And I wonder about this. Why are Trump supporters so angry? Now, I know that all Trump supporters are not angry, but a lot of them are. And somebody just suggested, well, maybe they're Democrats. No, Democrats are not that organized to do that. You know, it's not Democrats. I mean, you know, the temptation to always blame it on the Democrats is just, it's the result of a simplistic mind. You've been conditioned. You've been brainwashed by conservative right-wing media. You've been brainwashed to blame everything on the Democrats, and so you refuse to look in the mirror. I mean, Republicans don't have mirrors. They don't want to look at themselves. The Democrats, oh, they're just a mess. But why are Trump supporters, and they call the show, they post on social media, they send us text, we know they're Trump supporters because, we have to assume they're Trump supporters by what they say, and they're so angry. Why are Trump supporters so angry? What are you angry about? I mean, I would love to hear an explanation for your anger. Your guy won. He's in the White House, so why are you angry? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870.
I have a theory. And it's something we've talked about on the show a lot, which is this sort of identity fusion, this phenomenon of identity fusion where people think like Trump is them and they are Trump and they're kind of inseparable from each other. And that it's not about politics. It's about psychology. And so people like Trump, many people like Trump, many people voted for Trump because they see him as this sort of like a middle finger to the system. Right. Especially in his first run. A lot of this was just straight up anti-establishment anger.
Right.
A lot of Americans, rightly or incorrectly, feel that the system has failed them. And then Trump comes onto the scene and says, I will get revenge on your behalf. I will be the middle finger to the system that you can't be, because I have the money. I've got the swagger. I've got the big name, the big popular, you know, platform. So I'm going to punch at the system. And people really responded to that. People really wanted somebody that was going to do that. And he came in and he did that to the Republican Party, smashed the Republican establishment to hell, and then, you know, set his sights on everything else. Well, I don't know why people are surprised that that's not a popular thing to do. Nobody likes to be punched. The establishment doesn't like to be punched. Women, queer people, immigrants, people of color do not like to be punched. But you elected the puncher in chief. And so when people respond to that with their own anger, your sort of identity fusion with President Trump makes you feel like you're being punched. Because that's the way that he set this whole thing up. He says, I'm going to be a retribution. I'm going to be a revenge. Well, that's cool because it makes you feel powerful when he's punching. But it also makes you feel like you are being punched when people punch back.
Look, I agree. I think that's a good observation. And I've also talked many times about how people make their politics so personal that they, you're right, they see themselves in Donald Trump. And many people want to be bullies, and they can't be. They're not bullies for a lot of different reasons. And so they vicariously live through Donald Trump, and they sort of feel like they're a bully. It's kind of like when you're when you kind of feel really good and strong and powerful when your football team wins. We know when the Saints win, Saints fans feel a certain way. It's that vicarious satisfaction that you get because your team won. And I think that's the way a lot of people look at Trump. But this idea of anger is something that people feel like they need to feel. They feel like they need to be angry about something or they're nothing. If you're not angry, well, then, you know, you're not paying attention. If you're not angry, then you're really nothing. And it shouldn't be that way. And one of the problems is that Donald Trump, with a bully mentality, is punching people, is attacking people who he believes don't have any recourse. And so, you know, I don't know how strong that makes him. But he is very strong. Look, the other thing about Donald Trump winning in 2016 is he ran against Hillary Clinton. She was a terrible candidate. She was awful. At a time when America wanted to change, Hillary Clinton was status quo as a politician, and she had a lot of baggage. And man, her baggage was filled with a lot of ugly stuff. The best thing Trump had going for him at a time when America wanted to change was to run against Hillary. The best thing that he had going for him this second time was to run against Kamala Harris, who was a terrible choice and a terrible candidate. And then we've talked about it. There were so many things wrong with that whole scenario. So Trump was the obvious choice for a lot of people who didn't even want to vote for him. But the question is, why are some of the hardcore, dedicated, devout Trump supporters, why are they so angry? I mean, I hear it in their voices. I read it in their text messages. I read it in some emails. Why are you angry? Your guy won. And if somebody has a different opinion from you, what is it about being American that you don't understand? It's okay if somebody has a different opinion from you. That's what this country's built on. So why are you so angry? Your guy won. Why would you even bother with people who have a different opinion from you? But you do bother. You are bothered by it. You get involved in it. You get angry over it. Nobody should say anything about Trump, and nobody. You could just get angry about it. I mean, why is that? I mean, it's just such a waste of energy, in my opinion. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Also, Ian, let's talk about the big, not-so-beautiful bill. It passed the Senate, but now it goes back to the House, where it's going to probably be dissected again.
Yeah, I think some of the things that the Senate put in there are going to be either cut out of the final bill that heads to the president's desk, or will be hotly debated. I'm sure they'll come to some sort of agreement about most of the stuff. I mean, this is how, we're not here to say like, oh, look how disorganized this process is. Like, this is how it always goes. It starts in the House, then it goes to the Senate, or the other way around. And then sometimes they have like a reconciliation committee or something. But I think the bill in this case that's going to end up going to the president's desk is I don't think going to be the one that just passed the Senate. Because it's not very popular. There's some bad stuff in here. It doesn't poll real well, and that's not just like on CNN or Marist or Quinnipiac, but like Fox News polls. People either don't know what's in this bill or they do know and they don't like it. And it's a bit weird to see so three Republican senators voted no. Tillis, Collins, and who's the guy? I don't know, the third guy. But it adds $4 trillion to the deficit. That's not going to go over real well in the Freedom Caucus in the House with those budget hawks. You see a couple of the guys already on TV this morning saying, I'm not going to vote for that unless we can trim some of that stuff out.
Yeah, this bill, it seems like there's so much wrong with it in terms of what Republicans are supposed to stand for. And many of the things that Trump talked about on the campaign trail. But yet, when it comes down to, once you're elected, you do whatever the hell you want to do. And, adding to the deficit, that's anti-Republican. The spending, that's anti-Republican. Of course, I don't like this idea that the middle class, I know that there's something in there for the middle class, but I think it's more token than anything else when you compare it to the benefits for the very wealthy.
Yeah, people will say, middle class Americans are going to get a tax cut. okay, the middle class tax cut is like a teeny tiny little bit compared to what the wealthiest 1%. And I mean a really teeny tiny little bit.
Right.
If you put it on a bar graph, it like doesn't even fit on the screen. It's an astronomical amount of tax benefit for the wealthiest. And at the same time, you know, it cuts a bunch of stuff that, like, why do we really need to cut $20 billion for the National Institutes of Health, $3 billion from cancer research?
And I love that they're going to leave this weather apparatus in place until, what, August 1st or July? What, I think today? Or is it ending today?
No, I think it's
or is it goes until August 1st? Okay, so we're still in the middle of hurricane season when we're not going to have this piece of equipment that helps predict where storms are going to go.
Yeah.
I mean, look, these are red states. I mean, you know, the Gulf states are red states. And so why wouldn't President Trump want to do more to protect these states? And then, you know, the money that you're going to save cutting the gay youth suicide hotline.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that's nothing. But it's a statement. It's a statement that we don't like gays. And a lot of people rally around that. The question is, what business is it of yours to not like gays? It's not your business. Mind your own business.
The amount of money that's going to be added to the debt, to the deficit, if this bill passes in its current form, will smash to smithereens any savings that we got from DOGE. I mean, it's like, okay, you know, at the end, oh, so what? You know, 100,000 people lost their jobs and we cut all these programs that, oh, it turns out we actually need that. Oh, well, we need people guarding nuclear silos. Oh, we need people studying, you know, pediatric cancer. Okay, well, we saved all that money and then we're just turning around and giving it back to people who do not need it in the forms of tax savings. It's crazy.
It's so
true. You know what
else
is bizarre? And I don't hear a lot of people talking about this. Part of the appropriations in this bill is for ICE, specifically for detention. So, you know, all the migrants that they're going to, and they're rounding them up and putting these in the van, they put them in these migrant detention centers. ICE's budget for that right now is $3.4 billion a year. Under this new big, beautiful bill, ICE's budget for detention is $45 billion, which is more than the entire U.S. Bureau of Prisons put together. We are more than doubling the amount of money that the federal government is going to spend on detention facilities with this bill.
It just goes to show the mean-spirited nature of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize that illegal people shouldn't be here. Some, again, did not make the decision to come here illegally. And again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show and also on a Substack video that I did before the show, the idea of having a quota means that you're probably going to relax standards and principles in order to meet the quota. And so a lot of people are going to be detained that don't need to be detained.
And this is, we're kind of getting out, not in the weeds, but towards the weeds here. You've got elected members of Congress calling for denaturalization. United States citizens to lose their citizenship, for us to strip them of their citizenship. And then you're going to get deported to El Salvador or Venezuela or Sudan or something. I mean, this is
very
real
scary.
Police,
I mean,
state.
Yeah, I mean,
stuff.
Listen to what Ian just said. You know, the denaturalization, you know, people who came here and became naturalized citizens. You want to denaturalize them? You want to take their citizenship away that they earned? You know, and it might be over a traffic violation. I mean, look, people commit crimes, okay? And they're naturalized citizens, just like American citizens who commit crimes. And you can't throw everybody out who commits a crime. It's not fair. I mean, we have a system of justice in this country. So, you know, punish them the way you would punish citizens, because they are citizens. But to start talking about taking away citizenships, this is really scary stuff. And you're not hearing this a lot of places. And, you know, the other scary thing about this is that, you know, Elon Musk and Trump are now at it again. they're at each other. And Elon Musk is saying, well, you know, I hate this bill. And if people vote for this bill, I'll put money up for any challenger in a primary to run against anybody who voted for the bill. And Donald Trump is now there's a conversation about deporting Elon Musk, who's from South Africa. You can't talk like that. You can't do that. I mean, you know, are we going to have a revolt in this country? I mean, we've got to stand up for principles in this country. And there should be a very strong support for anybody who has become a naturalized citizen. They went through the process. The whole thing about illegals in this country from the Republicans is based on this idea that you come to this country and you do the right thing. Well, these are people who did the right thing. Are you going to take away their citizenship because you get mad at them? If you want to join us, the Oakland, this is not the America I grew up in. It's not. And I don't think as a country we're going to allow this America to become reality. The America that some people want. I don't think we're going to allow that to happen. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, let's go back to the Summer of Love. 1967 was called the Summer of Love in the hippie movement. And Scott McKenzie's San Francisco, Be Sure You Wear Some Flowers in Your Hair. This song was written by John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas, and it peaked in America at number four. But this was a big deal because this was a song that reflected the flower movement, flower power, you know, being peaceful, loving people. You know, contrast that with the baby boomer generation today. Many of them are fueling the hate that Donald Trump is projecting. They are from that generation that was part of the whole flower power, love everybody movement. And you can't love everybody. I know that was very idealistic and not realistic, but, you know, there was a whole different attitude. These baby boomers, many of them have grown up to become really ugly, hateful people. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. Man, if you loved music in 1979, this was a big day. On this day in 1979, on the Scoot calendar, the Sony Walkman debuted in Japan. It was a portable cassette player. Now, we had transistor radios. You know, you could listen to music away from home. That wasn't a big deal. You could pick up radio and listen to radio anywhere. But the Walkman allowed you to take your favorite cassette tape and go anywhere. It was a small, portable tape deck with headphones, and the original price when it first went on sale in 1979 was $150. And in 1979, I mean, that's a lot now for something like a Walkman. But back then, that was a lot of money. But, man, I remember when I got a Walkman, I had my favorite cassette tapes, and you could jog, you could go anywhere and have that music. Now, for those of you who are, millennials and especially Zoomers, you know, you've got technology today, and it makes us sound like really old and antiquated, like we lived in the caveman days. To think about how big a deal it was to be able to take a cassette out of the house and listen to it while you're jogging or walking around or doing anything. That was a really big deal. Today, you know, you've got everything on your phone, but it wasn't always that way. And this was a big day in 1979. I'm Scoot on the air. It's a hot Tuesday afternoon, 1st of July, and we're talking about a number of things. We're talking about the big, not-so-beautiful bill. It passed the Senate, goes back to the House where, you know, not everybody's going to be happy with it there. We'll see what happens with it there. Elon Musk is talking about putting money behind any primary challengers to anybody on Capitol Hill who voted for the bill. He hates the bill. Donald Trump and Elon Musk are fighting again. Donald Trump has mentioned that through his administration that there's some chatter about deporting Elon Musk. You can't just start deporting people because you don't agree with them. We live in a country where we are allowed to disagree. That's the fundamental aspect of being an American. And today, Donald Trump visited Alligator Alcatraz. It's for immigrants, and this is after the immigrants are rounded up. They're going to be put in this quickly put together detention facility in the Everglades. Now, I was on the air in Miami and lived in the area, and, you know, you don't have to live there to know how bad the Everglades are. You know, over the years, people have let baby alligators go. That's a swamp area where there would have been alligators anyway. They let pythons go. They let things go. And they've got some, like, really, really bad stuff, like Burmese pythons and stuff. I mean, like, big, big snakes that, you know, could eat a child. So, you know, the Everglades, it's a bad area. And Donald Trump seemed to take a lot of pleasure in saying that anybody who tries to escape, if they escape, they're gonna be eaten. He seemed to be enjoying that moment. And I think this is an aspect of the meanness that doesn't have to be there. But this is a lowest common denominator, non-thinking man kind of reaction. Yeah, well, man, they'll just get eaten, okay? Yeah, it's really that simple. I don't know. I don't like the meanness. Now, look, if you're illegal and you are in a situation where you should be deported, okay, that's one thing. But I'm concerned about everybody trying to reach this ridiculous quota set up by Stephen Miller. And some people, I think, in order to reach the quota, some people are going to get taken up that really shouldn't have been taken up. Also, did you notice in the picture what Donald Trump was wearing? He was wearing a red cap that said Gulf of America. Because the Trump administration has changed the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, even though, and I did a little research and found this out, didn't take long, but I found out that Mexico shares more land with the Gulf of Mexico, more shoreline with the Gulf of Mexico than the United States. So if you want to make that argument, it should be the Gulf of Mexico. It's been the Gulf of Mexico. But I guarantee you, there are going to be people who are going to go to the Gulf Coast beaches and they're going to brag about their politics. And some of them are going to be wearing Gulf of America Trump caps. I mean, this is the commander of merchandise. The commander. This is the president of merchandise. You know, I guess it's brilliant to sell all this kind of merchandise, but I don't know. I mean, there was no need. There was no need to change the name of the Gulf of America, the Gulf of Mexico, to the Gulf of America. No need to do that. It was an ego thing, and it's designed to feed meat to the red, white, and blue flag-carrying right-wing radicals who think that just by flying a flag, they are Americans. No, the flag belongs to everybody. The flag, that's my flag, too. It belongs to everyone. If you want to fly the flag, I think that's a great thing. But don't even pretend that it's just your flag. And more Democrats need to fly the flag. I'm not saying you need to put it on your Subaru or anything like that. But, you know, if you want to, do it. But the American flag stands for everybody. But changing the name to the Gulf of America was just a token thing to satisfy the right-wing radicals. The president has now announced on Truth Social that there is a Trump fragrance. It's here. It's called Victory 4547. because it's about winning, strength, and success for men and women. Get yourself a bottle, and don't forget to get one for a loved one, too. Enjoy, have fun, and keep winning. What does it smell like? It's beautiful. It smells like a scent that nobody has ever smelled before. Well, that's kind of the way he describes things. I kind of made up the last part. But we have a president now that has a fragrance, a cologne for men and women. I mean, it's kind of funny, but I really wonder what it smells like. I mean, I don't think it, you know, if it smells like Donald Trump's taste, I wouldn't like it because he's into gold. He's into gaudy things, and it probably smells very gaudy if it's reflective of who he is. So, you know, I wouldn't buy this stuff, but hey, this is America. If you want to buy it, you can. Let's go to John in Waveland. John, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on. Welcome.
I just wanted to say, you know, on gun control, I've been a Democrat all my life. I'm almost 70 years old. But that doesn't mean that we need to do away with guns. I managed night manager at a grocery store back in the 80s. And I wore a gun on my leg all the time, every night.
Yeah, I understand.
And then I did that for like 5 years, and then I went on to drive a taxi cab in New Orleans at night for 7 years, and I wore a shoulder holster every night.
I understand.
I just wore a T-shirt and a shirt over it. I used to go into, what was it called? Hummingbird?
The Hummingbird Grill.
Yeah. All the cops ate there and everything. I'd walk in with my gun on me. Nobody ever said anything. You know, you didn't notice it. The idea, the whole, I don't even, it wasn't legal probably for me to conceal it, but I didn't want anybody to think I was looking for trouble.
Yeah. Well, John, in your situation, I understand why you had a gun. And look, I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment and gun rights. I just wonder why somebody would want to go somewhere that they felt like they needed to have a gun. I mean, if you're going somewhere to have a good time and you thought you needed to have a gun, why would you go in the first place?
I agree with you completely. I'm just saying, you know, to those people that think that every Democrat wants to get rid of guns.
No, that's not true.
You know, I have a shotgun in my house because I feel like if I have to try to shoot an intruder and I miss, I won't kill my neighbor.
Understand. No, I get that, John.
It's a 9mm will do. It'll go right through the wall. So the shotgun's going to, you know, it's going to, it's not going to. But anyway, and I've got a 9mm that I carry, you know, when I feel like I need to. But that's just my point.
But John, listen, I'm glad you called. You know, I've talked about this before. That especially in this part of the country, there are many Democrats who own guns, and there are gun right activists. There are people on the far left who want guns to be they want guns to disappear. Well, first of all, that is totally stupid and unrealistic, and it's not going to happen. And I am not for. I think there are things that we can do to control some people from getting a gun, because not everybody should have a gun based on mental issues and things like that. But I am a full blown supporter of gun rights and the Second Amendment. And I have often preached about how new gun laws are not going to change the criminals who have guns. And there are enough gun laws on the books that if we follow through with the gun laws that are on the books, you know, we could make this world a safer place. I think the main thing comes down to how you use a gun. And there are a lot of people who use guns to solve arguments. And again, I think there are people who have guns that allow them to have confidence to be in certain situations. You know, I think this was a case in Florida a few years ago. We talked about it on the show. There were some teenagers, there were African-American teenagers in a car, and they were playing music really loudly. And this guy told them something, and they disrespected him. They said something back to him like, no, we're not going to shut up, or we're not going to turn the music down. The guy walked to his car and got his gun and came back and shot one or two of the kids. I forget all the details, but I think one of them was killed. That man's in prison. Right now, that man's in prison. You see, the gun gave him confidence to confront those teenagers, that if he hadn't had that gun, he would have walked away. Because he did walk away. He walked away to get his gun, because he wasn't going to say anything until he had his gun. And then he shot him. And he tried to use the stand your ground law in the state of Florida, where it's, you know, highly respected. But he lost because stand your ground doesn't mean if you feel threatened, you can walk away. But if you come back, then you didn't feel that threatened. The guy made the big mistake by walking away to get his gun. If he was really that scared, why didn't he get in his car and leave? The Second Amendment and stand your ground is not about seeking revenge. And that's what this guy did. He tried to seek revenge against these teenagers who disrespected him. So that's a perfect example of a gun owner who didn't know how to use a gun. And that man is in prison right now. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunor Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. You know, Trump really did seem to take a lot of pleasure in saying that if any of these people, if they try to escape from alligator Alcatraz, they're going to get eaten by an animal. And then he was giving instructions on how to zigzag when you run, you zigzag and you'll evade the alligator. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on W.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WL. Oh, by the way, you know, Donald Trump is thinking about the average MAGA supporter when he put this cologne on the market. You know how much it cost? $249. Yeah, Donald, that's really thinking about the average budget of the average supporter of you. $249 for cologne. Yeah, right. Hey, a Fed chair, Jerome Powell. Jerome Powell said, you know, Donald Trump is demanding that he lower interest rates. And he says, hey, dude, I would have done it if you wouldn't have come up with that whole stupid taco tariff plan. But because of the taco tariff plan you came up with, I can't lower interest rates right now. But if you wouldn't have done that, I would have lowered the interest rates. Let's go to Jeff in Mississippi. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Yeah, Scoot. Listen, a couple things. I was down here for a couple of days from Tennessee, mm-hmm. and was listening to your broadcast. And I lived in Idaho for a while in 86 to 88. And I heard you assuming that this killer up there was a white nationalist, a white supremacist.
I stopped short of assuming. Well, I said I wouldn't be surprised.
You really didn't. You wanted to throw it out there and make everybody believe it. You know, if this is a right wing radical.
When was the last time you were there?
It turned out that the killer was a guy that had been rejected by the fire department at 20 years old. He had a grudge against the fire department. Yeah. How about that?
Okay.
You know, and then you.
But
threw
he,
out,
he. But that doesn't even, exactly. But he could.
Hold
he
on
could,
a second. Hold on
okay.
a second. Hold
right,
on
go,
a second.
Then go ahead.
Then you threw out that Stephen Miller's a racist.
Yeah.
Because you know he doesn't want open borders. He wants to get people out of here. Where did the people come from? They came from south of the border. We had 11 million people come in here illegally. Yeah. Okay, that doesn't make him a racist for trying to uphold the laws of our country.
Yeah.
which is costing this country $745 billion.
Wow. That's a lot.
For education.
Yeah, that's a lot.
For education, okay?
Yeah.
You said, wow, well, that's actually true. For housing, for feeding them, for medical care.
Yeah.
Okay? So
yeah,
that doesn't make him a racist. And that's typical leftist talk. Yeah.
No, there's
and
other.
Somebody disagrees. Oh.
No, there's
and
other.
People are really tired of that. Right. They're really, really
Jeff,
tired
when's
of
the last time?
I want to bring up one other.
But
thing.
Then you have to let me talk to you.
You said that Trump was a bully because of the Tom Tillis thing.
He has a bully mentality.
That's just not how you operate. But let me bring something up to you.
Okay.
Do you remember when Eric Adams came out and said that he had to get help from the federal government in New York because they were running out of money?
Vaguely.
You remember that? And
vaguely
then, it happened.
Okay.
It happened. He was
all
the
right.
one person that stood up against it. And then what happened? He got indicted. I'd like to bring up the bullying again. How about Joe Biden? Wasn't Joe Biden shoved out of the race after winning the primaries? Wasn't he shoved out by Pelosi? Wasn't he shoved out by Schumer?
Well, I think Jeff, that we don't play whataboutism on this show.
You said the white nationalists in Idaho.
All right, you're going to have to let me.
That's
Jeff,
not the case.
If you don't let me ask you questions, the conversation's over. Now, don't give all the people in Mississippi a bad name by trying to talk over me. This is a tendency of right-wing radicals. Jeff. Let me talk, or you're going to be one of those typical right-wing radicals who tries to make a point by talking over other people. Now, when's the last time you were in Coeur d'Alene?
I was in Coeur d'Alene in 2014, 2017.
Okay, and you saw no signs of...
I know all about that part of the country, and I know that there was a cell in Hayden Lake, Idaho, which is about 20 miles from the Canadian border. Back in the early 80s. But since when have you heard anything since the early 80s about there being an active cell that has created racism in that part of the country?
The Patriot Front. The Patriot Front crashed the Coeur d'Alene Pride event. This was just like 2 years ago. You remember the guys in the khakis with the masks over their faces that jumped out of the rental truck to screw up the Pride event? You remember that?
How about you throwing it out that it was a white nationalist that did this when you had no information?
John,
Jeff,
yeah, this is boring. I didn't say that. I said I think there's a possibility. I wanted to know whether he was. Jeff, hang on a second. You're taking this way too personally, which a lot of people do. I speculated on whether or not it's my job to bring stuff up, Jeff. You do your job and I'll do mine. I speculated because of the population in Coeur d'Alene, because of the groups that are there. I speculated that maybe he was part of that. But I also brought up the idea that he wanted to be a fireman and may have been rejected. Did you not hear that? I brought that up, Jeff. But I guess you didn't conveniently hear that.
Well, I listened to the first hour and you never brought that up.
Well,
and then I listened again and you never brought that up.
Well, I did say it. I did bring that up. Now, I know you can't hear everything, so that's not on you.
Yeah.
But don't assume that I didn't bring that up. Ask me if I did, and I'll tell you. But I did bring that up. And let me ask you a question. Jeff, you sound angry. Why are you angry?
Why are you angry? I'm one of the 92% that love this country. What I don't like is people calling people racist.
I think Stephen Miller's a racist, and people who know him say he's a racist. I think what he's trying to do is racist.
Give me some names. It's racist what? To shut the border?
No, it's not racist to shut the border. It's racist. His demand that they reach quotas with the deportation, some of the things that he has talked about in the past, it just sounds to me like he's a racist. I don't know. I've never met the guy, but in my opinion, he seems like a racist.
Asking ICE to get 20,000 people a day out or 3,000 or 5,000, that makes him a racist when we have 11 million people in here.
Yeah. Well, he's not going after the Irish illegal immigrants in Philadelphia.
Do you know that for sure?
Don't see it in the news. Where would you see that if it's happening?
Yeah. Well, you know, if they're brown, then he's a racist, right? He's got to be a racist.
Well, I'm not going to continue. Look, in my opinion, the guy seems like a racist.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And Donald Trump has the mentality of a bully.
All right, let me ask you this. Did you like it when yesterday people were calling in and saying you were gay? And I don't believe you're gay, okay? I don't believe that. But you didn't like that. You didn't like that at all.
It doesn't bother me.
Any other person that disagrees with your, with what you have to say, any other person that disagrees with, does not make them a racist.
No, I know that's true.
Okay.
Everybody's not a racist.
Then don't call him a racist.
Well, I think he's a racist because of what he stands for. I mean, I'm sorry.
Then I guess those...
Yeah, I mean, you can have your opinion, Jeff. I've got my opinion, but don't be so angry that I have an opinion that's different from yours. I don't have to agree with you. This is America, dude.
Well, you know what? Those things are hurtful to people. And
Poor little Jeff in Mississippi, you're hurt. Well, you're a snowflake then.
Somebody said you were gay yesterday. You know,
I'm not that upset. I get upset that people are so stupid as to think that I'm gay, to think that that's something negative, and it shouldn't be a negative thing.
Well, and I think people might think that you're stupid for making the comment about people being racist you don't know.
They can think that. I mean, people can think that. But you don't. Yeah. You shouldn't act like your feelings are hurt, because that would make you a snowflake.
My feelings are not hurt.
It hurts. It's hurtful. It hurts people.
I said it doesn't bother me. See, the right is over that. People are over that. They're over being called sexist, racist, all those kind of things.
Well, you're not.
That's what you throw out.
You're not.
You throw out Trump,
you're not.
Trump.
You're
Trump,
not.
You, Trump, 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 Trump. You can't talk about policies like Iran and Israel.
We talked about that when it was in the news. Jeff, I talk about...
You can't talk about a closed border. You have to go back to Trump.
I talk about closed border. I've talked about closed border on this show a lot. I talk about what's in the news on a daily basis. And if you have a problem for that, why are you listening?
Yeah, well, I just listened because I was used to listening to the great WWL.
We're still great. We're still great. We're still great. And this station allows people to express their opinions, even if somebody disagrees. We have a great audience. Not everybody agrees with you, Jeff. There are some people who agree with you.
Before it was bought by George Soros.
It wasn't bought by George Soros.
I just want to ask Jeff a couple questions, and then we need to wrap up because we're very late.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Jeff. Jeff, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you a very simple yes or no question. I'm going to answer.
Absolutely.
I need you to answer yes
Absolutely.
Or no. Is it possible that Stephen Miller wants people out of the country that are here illegally because it's expensive and they shouldn't be here in the first place? At the same time, he also doesn't like non-white people. Are those two things possible at the same time?
No, I don't think it's possible. I think they're just trying to uphold.
Okay, great, great. Then let me ask you this. Yes or no question. Yes or no answer, Jeff, and then we got to let you go. Yes or no answer. Is it possible?
Go ahead.
Is it possible that the Idaho shooter is both a right-wing lunatic and was upset at the fire department because they didn't let him join up?
You
Are those two things possible?
You know what that is? Absolutely. Oh, boy, that's got to be possible because he's from Idaho, you know? That makes him a racist.
So the answer is yes. We got to move on.
All right, Jeff.
Thanks for your time.
Look, I'm really glad you had a chance to call the show, but you know, don't act like we're unfair to people and we don't let opposing opinions on, because we didn't have to let you on, and I didn't have to continue the conversation with you. So we're very, very fair on this show. I know we got to get to a break here. Are we going to news? We got news to go to here?
Yeah, we got to.
Oh,
news.
Okay. All right, we're going to news.
I'll figure
but
out.
Look, I mean, I don't like to argue, and Jeff is entitled to his opinion. Everything that I know about Stephen Miller, Trump's brain, indicates to me that he's a racist. If somebody has information that defies that concept, then give me the information. Don't just say, well, how do you know? I mean, it's not like I just started in this business. It's not like I just started paying attention to Stephen Miller. I knew about Stephen Miller in the first term of President Trump. He's a little more dominant in Trump's life right now. And what he does makes it seem like he is a racist. So come up with some hardcore examples of why he's not a racist if you want to make that argument. I'm Scoot. A lot more still to come. This is The Great WWL.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.